The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk.
Hey, Derek.
Wow. Hey, Kay.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Are you really?
Yeah. No, I just a little scramble here to get the show going, but I think it's going to be okay.
It wouldn't be a Derek and Kay show without the scrambling. I think that's like a thing.
I think so too. Yeah. It's well, you know, some days it's a struggle to get it up.
Okay.
But anyway. No, it's all good. Here we be.
Happy December.
It's December.
So what are we talking about today on the show?
That's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a topless barber that's being closed down. More on that in the weird news.
Okay. We'll find out how customers are enjoying the PlayStation 4.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. I'm curious to hear about that. We've got a stupid bank robber who tries to get away on a bus.
Okay. It's not a really good getaway car.
No, it's really not.
We'll do our Thanksgiving and Black Friday recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
I meant Rebecca Black Friday recap.
Oh, okay, right. Okay. Florida news.
Okay.
A naked man that gets dropped off at the hospital. And we'll find out why in the weird news.
Oh, my goodness. And finally.
Finally.
It's December.
Yes.
Game of the month.
Oh, good time.
The ingredient game is back.
Oh, this is a really hard game.
It is a super hard game.
I definitely struggle with this one.
But it's fun, right?
It's absolutely fun.
You hesitated.
No, it's absolutely fun.
Okay, well, all this and more.
Okay.
Coming up on this week's Hanukkah show? I don't know.
It's everything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, press the button that starts our show?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Thunderstorms. Here's your extended forecast. Excuse me.
And biscuits.
Twisted cats.
You are really dumb. For real.
Look at the cat. He's about to jump off the counter.
Look at him.
For these jalapenos.
Look at the cat. He's about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Like Santa. For your vagina.
You might wake up on a couch with your pants down.
Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hi. Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is December, 1st, 2013. And this is episode 144, I believe.
Yes, okay. You're absolutely
great.
Correct.
And we're over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy bullshit!
And we are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie!
Yep.
You know it!
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Oh, dear.
She's looking for a Pokemon name, I believe.
I had written on my sheet Pokemon and like a colon,
uh-huh.
And then a semicolon or whatever, and like a blank. Blank.
So you're going to fill that in later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me think of something really quick here.
Yeah.
Shop it.
Okay. I don't know what that would be. That's it's not like an animal. I don't have no idea what that is.
It's a ghost type Pokemon that's a puppet.
It's a puppet.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Shop it.
Okay. All
right. That sounds like an insult.
Hear it all. Yeah.
Shop it.
Yeah, just go ahead and shop it.
Shop it. Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights. Follow us on Twitter at our handle at dkradioshow. Like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Vine. And lastly, call us when we're live at 661-467-2416 to chime in. Give us your opinion. Prank us. Whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. Cha-cha-cha.
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 You know.
Yeah.
Once you call in, you have the floor until we hang up on you.
That's right. We haven't had a call in a long time. It's been many shows.
It has been ages since we've received any kinds of phone calls at all.
Yeah. It's kind of lonely out here. Maybe we'll
not really. I mean, we have each other.
We do have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is December 1st. It's the official start of the holiday season.
It is. I know. It's really exciting, right?
Although in retail, it seems like it was a long time ago, like maybe before Halloween in some places.
It got out. Yeah, it got out quick.
But, you know, this is officially December 1st is when I can officially start being okay with seeing visions of Santa Claus, reindeer, snow,
right,
things like that. Otherwise,
right,
I get a little bit upset.
Yeah, no, one holiday at a time, right?
You don't need
the one before the one that you're about to celebrate.
You're not going to be concerned about wrapping gifts like before November.
Right. Well, it's also the fifth night of Hanukkah, so there's that.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Stuff in my face with some fried chicken over here.
Yeah, yeah, you guys have got yourself a nice meal.
Sorry. There was an impulsive thing that happened.
That must be nice.
I really only wanted a piece of fried chicken. That's really all I wanted.
Yeah.
You know how long it's been since I've had a fried chicken?
No.
It might have been years.
Years, even?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's a long-ass time.
You know how long it's been since I had a fried chicken?
Like 40 years? Almost?
No, yeah, never, actually.
Never.
Because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
Oh, okay, we got that in.
Good. Yeah, okay.
I always got to get that in.
That's good.
So it's the fifth night of Hanukkah?
I believe so, yeah.
Aren't you Jewish a little bit?
Jewish, yeah.
So you know more about this than I do. So tell me what happens during Hanukkah. Oh, Eve wants to say something.
Do you want to introduce our guest?
Oh, okay. To my right, way far away at the end of the table,
uh-huh,
is returning to our show, Eve.
Hello.
You can move the mic
Welcome.
Closer to
yeah,
your
why
seat.
Don't you, why don't you either move the seat in front of the mic or move the mic in front of your seat? There you go.
Thank you.
Derek's going to punch you with the face.
Okay. That's good. You drive me crazy reaching over the counter and the mic.
What were you going to say about Hanukkah?
Actually, I was going to say about Derek being a lifelong vegetarian.
Yeah.
Were you raised by vegetarians?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It'd be strange. Yeah, I mean, right? I mean, it'd be strange if my parents were meat eaters. I mean, I technically wouldn't have been born and raised vegetarian, I guess. Technically. If you want to be real technical.
It would have been a more interesting story, yeah.
Is it a breed?
It wouldn't have been interesting. What's that?
Is it a breed?
Is it a breed?
Yeah.
Because your mom is vegetarian. And your,
and your dad is vegetarian.
I guess it all works, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Well, you're
like...
Like
you have
born,
papers and stuff?
That's the born part of it.
Okay.
Raised vegetarian, you know, is when you're born already.
Okay.
And
raised vegetarian in the wilderness of, you know, the vegetarian jungles.
Yeah, you might say.
The vegetarian jungles. Where are those?
I'm not sure where that is.
Is it something that
South
would be
America.
In South America?
Yeah, I don't know.
South America would be a good place for the vegetarian jungles. Because that's the only place that has jungles, right?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Out in the wilds of South America, deep in the jungle heart of Brazil, sits the vegetarian jungle.
So,
rich with fabulous vegetarians, naked as they run through the forest in search of berries, nuts, twigs, and the ever elusive tofu plant.
Ah. Yeah. Soybean.
Follow their journey.
Oh, sorry, yep, just...
Why don't you put the mic in front of you? This is ridiculous.
I just didn't want to chew into the mic.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's good. He's having he's having his Popeyes over there.
Put it on the other table.
Popeyes is good.
Okay.
You got to enjoy it where you can, when you can.
Yeah.
It's like,
I guess
once a year kind of thing.
Yeah, when the show begins, you got to enjoy it.
Well, you know, hey.
so you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes,
yeah.
We did have a good Thanksgiving. It was, we had we had the traditional Thanksgiving fare.
Yeah.
There was some good family time.
Uh-huh.
And there was potato candy.
Oh, yes. You need to explain this.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about it on the show last week.
It's made from potatoes, like mashed potatoes, confectioner's sugar, almond paste, and it's rolled up with peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh.
It was good.
Like a log. Yeah.
And
you
cut it.
Oh,
and
I gotcha.
It, yeah.
Like the peppermint.
So it looks like swirly.
It's swirly?
Yeah.
And it's potato?
Yes.
What's the flavor?
Peanut butter, almondy, peanut buttery.
So it didn't taste anything like potato.
No.
Like a mound.
Really?
It didn't taste like a mound. Well, you know what? I've never had a mound.
Huh.
Almond joy.
A mound, but that's like coconutty.
Okay, without the coconut. Imagine an almond joy without the coconut.
So it's chocolate. It tastes just like chocolate.
No chocolate.
There was no chocolate.
Yep.
Okay.
It was very tasty.
And you brought some.
And very sweet.
They brought some in here today.
We did not.
We
brought a picture.
Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the picture.
Oh, I can show you a picture. I also can show you a picture of what happened outside your apartment building.
What?
There was a tragedy.
When was this?
This is like earlier today. I don't know what happened. But here's a picture that happened outside your apartment. I'm sad about that.
Oh no. Fries all over the sidewalk.
You French fries from McDonald's all over the sidewalk.
Oh, that's really sad.
Looks like remnants of some sandwich as well.
McDonald's massacre.
Yeah,
it looks like they lost the best part.
The French fries, yes. Anyway, here's the potato candy.
Wow. That doesn't really look like candy even.
I know, it wasn't what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting there to be so much color in it. But it was very delicious and very sweet.
So for all you listeners out there who can't taste it or see it, it's looks good, tastes good.
Looks good, tastes
looks
good.
Looks good, tastes good. Well, there you have it.
It was good. It was delicious. Very sweet, though. You know, so if you don't have...
Sweet!
If you don't like sweet things, then, you know, it's going to be tough for you.
Well, I do like sweet things.
Yes,
yeah.
Everyone likes sweet things.
Sweet!
So what other foods did you have?
Pika, pika!
We're gonna just play... Yeah, we're just gonna play the soundboard. That's gonna be the show. Well, sorry.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
That is freaking awesome. Where did you get that?
Oh, I got
it's
it
amazing.
Off of the web.
Oh, of course. Anyway, so what did you have for Thanksgiving?
Oh yes.
Did you have the you didn't have the turkey for the first time ever?
I did not have the turkey, although we did have turkey. There was our usual cauliflower cheese pie and a bunch of sides, you know, all kinds of vegetables. I had my...
did you have Brussels sprouts?
Corn pudding, there was Brussels sprouts.
Yum.
Yeah, there's like roasted vegetables and like fake sausage, that sort of thing.
Fake sausage?
Yeah, yeah. Lasagna.
I do love sausage.
I know you do. Yeah, I know.
That was a joke for two audiences.
For two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Wow.
So you had some fake sausages?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was delicious.
What were the sausages made from?
I have no idea. Yeah. No, it's good.
Okay.
And what else was there?
What kind of desserts were served at your...
Oh, my gosh. There was tons of desserts. So I made...
How many pies were there?
I don't know, at least six, maybe?
What's with all the pies at Thanksgiving? There's some people, there's endless pies.
Well, yeah, we had the I made the key lime pie.
How'd that turn out? Because I know you only had the liquid.
It was
and not
delicious.
It was delish?
It
okay.
really came out great.
Are there any nice. Leftovers?
Not the key lime pie, but
damn
I do have some lemon squares here.
What?
We could break those out.
Nice.
Yeah, we could break those out.
Maybe those like later in the show?
Yeah, no, nice. Definitely we could break those out. Yeah.
Lemon.
There you go. And,
I thought it was key lime. Okay, whatever.
Lemon squares?
Lemon squares.
Okay, yeah. Key lemon squares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lemon.
And there was pumpkin pie.
Yes.
And walnut pie.
Walnut pie.
And some other kind of nut pumpkin pie.
Nut pumpkin pie?
And then there was
there was a pumpkin pie,
yes,
a nut pie, and a nut and pumpkin pie.
Yes, I don't know why.
Okay.
All homemade. And then
that rhymed unintentionally.
And then there was an ice cream pie, and I was kind of excited,
ice cream pie,
which I kept nicknaming the white trash pie. Because it's made out of Oreo cookies crust,
uh-huh,
and,
oh, that's good,
and like ice cream. And basically, as a pointing out, anytime you make a dessert out of something that's already dessert,
was it
probably
homemade
a white trash dessert?
Really?
Did
yeah,
you
it was,
purchase it at a supermarket?
I
get size.
No, my cousins made it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Which cousins?
That would be, I believe, Alex and Julie.
Nice.
I don't know if they want to take responsibility for that.
Well, they made
they,
it,
I
so
they
I think
did.
they're okay if it's
I
out
think
there.
It's them, yeah.
Ice cream pie, huh?
Yeah, white trash.
What kind of ice
pie.
Cream was in the pie?
It
Oreo?
Was vanilla Haagen-Dazs.
So they took out this like Oreo crust that they bought at the supermarket.
Yeah, mashed
and then
it all
they
up.
Mashed it.
Which is already dessert, by the way, right? It's a cookie. It's a hard cookie. You don't like.
Wait,
those?
They didn't buy the Oreo crust
like
from
Oreos?
The store?
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of like crack, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Like good.
Yes.
You like them?
No, I don't know.
No, it isn't
I mean,
because
be
it's a crunchy cookie.
It's a crunchy cookie.
I like Hydrox.
You do?
Oh, those have a bad aftertaste.
No,
it's
but they're
a better
good.
One. It's like a
they're good.
Yeah, but they're good, but they have a bad aftertaste.
No, they're good because they're the vanilla and the chocolate cookie at the same time.
The vanilla. They have the vanilla one.
No, it's got the chocolate back and the vanilla front. Hydrox cookies, right?
Chocolate
no,
back.
I like the Oreo with the fudge, you know, covering.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they're really good.
Why do you like them so much?
I like to put them in my mouth.
Oh, but
I don't like it in my mouth.
Yeah, we have evidence to the contrary.
He's looking for. I see what he's doing. That was good.
I like also the mint Oreos.
Oh, those are the Newman ones, right?
No, the mint Oreos, like the legit Oreo, like Nabisco.
I bet they
mint
can't be,
Oreos.
I bet those can't be better than the Newman ones.
They are good.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why?
Well, we should get some cookies up in here.
They have like, I think they have like the Crisco like shortening, instead of like you know whatever healthy stuff's in the Newmans.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they are like crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mint Oreos.
It's good. It's good.
Mint Oreos
I mean,
were the only thing.
I think you
thing.
Guys had a weird news about it. But it's
we did?
Oreos being like crack, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Huh.
I
maybe
think
it'll come back around.
Oreos was the only thing that survived the...
You talked about like rats eating Oreos or something and it...
Wasn't it Mountain Dew?
Pinging their, you know, nerve centers.
I don't remember that at all.
It might have been a Hot Topic.
No
you
way.
You remember it as a Hot Topic.
Hot Topic!
Hot Topic!
I think that might have been something that you saw away from this.
Maybe it was the other Derek and Kay show.
It might have been the other Derek and
Kay
show.
It could have been another show. You never know.
Do you think that we have a clone, like a doppelganger show out there?
I think there's a Derek and Kay show in Japan.
Yeah?
Wait, yeah. Gumby says he remembers.
Aha! Uh-huh, thank you, Gumby.
RJ Gumby in the chat
I don't
room.
Remember that at all.
He does remember a lot of our details of our show, which
are
is
you
great.
Serious that we said Oreos were like crack? Or was it my story? I don't remember.
Play the rewind button.
I wish we had a rewind button.
Yeah, we could go back.
Testing Oreos on lab rats.
I kind of don't remember that at all.
Oreos are so good, though.
They are good. So RJ Gumby
the minty ones.
Is from the Possum Hour.
Yes. Great
on Mondays
show
and
on
Fridays.
It's
Another fine show. If you like this, it's equally as funny and weird.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, there you have it.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're welcome, Gumby.
Yeah, there you go. Plug. Thanks.
So did you enjoy the Oreo ice cream pie?
I did.
Was it good?
I had two pieces.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went back for it the next day. The crust was really thick. And
like
was,
without anyone knowing?
Oh, no. I said, I'm going to have me some white trash pie. Everyone thought that was funny when I was calling it that. Yeah. No, it's good.
Good. That sounds amazing to me.
Definitely delicious.
There were no like really strange pies there? Like, what's the walnut pie? What the hell is that?
That was really good. Homemade. Actually, I might have some of the pies here.
Is that something like a pecan pie but with walnuts?
I think so.
I like me some pecan pie.
Yeah, they're both really good.
That was the only pie I went for at this Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That's what I wait all year for, though, pecan pie. That's the only time I'm going to eat pecan pie.
I get it at Redbones every once in a while. I mix it up between, that and the key lime. I kind of like mix it up.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's good pies.
Pies are like 10 times better than cakes.
Oh, absolutely.
Let that be known.
Yeah, no, pies are way better.
I hate cakes.
Unless they're ice cream cakes.
That's right, an ice cream cake is awesome.
Ice cream cake is pretty damn good also.
That is true. I do like an ice cream cake.
Or also if it's a strawberry shortcake, it's also pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
other than that, cake's stupid.
Yeah. And birthdays.
Don't hate on cake.
I hate on it.
What's your favorite pie, the pecan?
My favorite pie?
Yeah.
Peach.
Oh, it's peach. Okay.
Sweet.
Oh, it's peach.
Peach pie is my favorite.
Peachy.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, I like
I don't want to say what I like.
What?
I like lemon meringue.
You
like lemon meringue. Of course.
That's your favorite?
Of course you do.
I mean, not my favorite.
Lemon.
Oh, God damn it. But I do like, you know, key lime and,
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like
I like those. You know,
you like the meringue pies with the egg whipped up in the
hot
froth. And then baked.
They do get thick.
Yeah.
Thick and foamy.
Thick and foamy.
Right.
I don't think I would.
Pecan, though.
I like pecan a lot. Your mom's pie was good. Did your mom make that
really
pie?
Good. Pecan pie.
It's good.
It's really good.
Tasty. Did your mom make that pie?
Yes.
It was delish.
So.
Delicious pie.
And then my sister was spraying whipped cream into her kids' mouths.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Out of
even,
a can?
Even
or,
the baby.
Or,
the can.
The baby.
Yeah,
the baby was like kind of crying. And she was
the baby
like,
would cry, and then she would see the can and go like this.
And want more.
Yes.
Open mouth.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
Like it's like a baby bird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. What the kids live on now.
I guess so.
Now she only,
from
she
a
only
can.
Feeds them with cream.
You can get the waffle mixed in a can like that. Well, that
you
was
can?
Really good. Yeah.
Wasn't it good?
So you guys didn't make the whipped cream?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
yeah,
I don't eat
whipped
cream.
I was surprised at my brother-in-law because he usually makes stuff. He didn't make whipped cream.
Well, he brought them the beer.
We had the
that he made.
We had the whipped up cream.
That's
good. You had the whipped up cream?
Yeah,
whipped
good.
Cream whipped up is much better than the canned.
In the can.
I have the Trader Joe's shelf safe whipped cream in like a.
What does this mean?
it's like in a.
Safe?
Well, it's like in one of those boxes that like the juice boxes used to come in. You know, it's cream, but it's whipping cream.
Oh, yeah, like that. Yeah,
it's shelf-stable whipping cream.
Shelf-stable?
Yeah. So it's stable, sitting there in your pantry, just hanging out with the beans and stuff. And then when you need it, you put it in the refrigerator for a few hours, and you whip that crap up, and it's whipped cream.
Kind of like almond milk or something like that. You don't have to refrigerate until it's open.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. But
that's,
this is like real
weird.
Dairy cream. You get it at the Trader Joe.
How does that work?
Trader Joe's.
I don't know. No, it's Trader Joe.
On the show, it's Trader Joe. Yeah.
You get it at Trader Joe, and it's like, it looks like it's in like a juice box, but it's whipped cream.
Okay. Yeah.
RJ Gemby says whipped cream chime time.
Yeah.
I like chime time.
That's
I think
good.
We should call it. We should call it whipped cream on the show, not whipped.
Why?
Trader Joe whipped cream.
Whipped cream from Trader
Joe. That's hard to say.
That sounds like you're slightly uneducated if you say whipped cream.
I'd
like
some
whipped cream, please.
Hey, yo, you got some whipped cream?
Whipped cream.
I'm looking for turkey sausage, bacon, and whipped cream. Where's the whipped cream?
Wow. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like if you're in like Detroit or something,
totally
or like in
like
a
that.
Bad neighborhood.
Yeah,
Detroit's a bad neighborhood. All of Detroit.
All of Detroit's a bad neighborhood.
Bad neighborhood now.
Yeah, basically. That's sad, huh?
I guess.
It happens. It happens.
It does happen.
When yeah.
When are you going to do the Derek and Kay show from Detroit?
Never.
Live from Detroit. It's the Derek and Kay show.
That's probably live, not happening.
Live from the streets of Detroit. You hear like gunshots in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty bad stuff.
Cars. Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Horrible.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's almost time for us to take a break.
Yeah, I think maybe we should take a break.
And then after the break, what shall we do? Should we do the Hot Topic?
Whatever you want to do.
Let's.
Well, it's your show, so.
It's your show too.
Oh, okay.
Let's do the Hot Topics. How about that?
Hot Topics?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Let's rock that out.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, stay tuned.
And yeah. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Oh boy.
Why be a little girl when you can be a little vixen? Why play with dolls when you can play with a little bitch?
Little Bitches, the dolls, clothes, and lifestyle craze that is sweeping through America.
These little girls grew up so fast. Now their dolls do too. It's great.
Mom, have you seen my thong or nipple tassels?
My little Mackenzie wants a doll who's self-sufficient and empowered and earns money by shaking it. After all, if you've got it, flaunt it. Right, Mackenzie?
Right, Dad. Can you get your hand off my private part?
Little Bitches.
Little Bitches. The dolls every girl wants. Available wherever toys are sold.
When is a pickle not a pickle? Find out tonight.
Did you know that 12 cups of raw spinach has as much sodium as an order of French fries at McDonald's?
Did you say as much sodium as French fries?
And that 54 cups of spinach has just as many calories?
As many calories as French fries?
Makes you think twice about eating spinach, doesn't it?
Yes.
Spinach. Is it really strong to the finish? Vote no on Proposition 14H and keep spinach and other vegetables out of our schools.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Show, and we are back.
Welcome back. Oh, if you want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, keep up with us. You can in many ways. Ooh, what is that you're drinking?
Oh, this is a gin and tonic with.
Whoa, Saint
this
Elder.
This is what Phoebe was talking about.
Wow.
She All helped right. me out get some bottles.
After I do the plugs, I want to smell it. Okay. Yeah. So you can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights.
Pause.
And music pauses. Follow us on our Twitter handle, at dkradioshow. Like us on Facebook at our Facebook page, facebook.com/dkradio. Find us on Vine and And lastly, give us a call at 661-467-2416 when we are on the air. Let me smell that bottle.
So this is
Does it smell like the other
great.
One?
Yeah, it's absolutely
the
like the other one. It's a much better price.
How much does this set you back?
Well, I think it's roughly a little over 20.
It smells beautiful.
It's really nice.
It's very floral.
Yeah, and Phoebe hooked me up a little bit. It's good stuff.
Wow, it
yeah.
smells awesome.
It's really good. She was dead on about that. This is great stuff.
So this is the St. Elder G&T?
That's exactly what I made, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
Can I take a taste of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It might be a little stronger than your liking.
I don't have any diseases or anything
I don't
like
either,
that.
As far as I know.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
That is good.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, that is a good drink right there. I wish it wasn't concert week or I would be...
Oh.
I might be going crazy with that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's concert week. So
that's right, yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's time for the Hot Topics. These are the things happening in your world around you today and yesterday and last week, perhaps.
Okay.
While we were off the air.
No, that's good for me. Yeah,
okay.
Catch me up here.
So today is December 1st. It's the first day in December. We're winding down... We're winding down 2013.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And
thing.
December 1st is Eat a Red Apple Day.
Eat a red apple?
Yes.
Okay.
So have you failed on that already?
Today? I do have red apples, but I did not have any.
Oh, you should have like a pieces or something to celebrate the day. And then it's also World AIDS Awareness Day.
Oh, okay.
And we'll celebrate that by telling you that they've recently discovered a new aggressive strain of AIDS found in West Africa. It progresses more quickly. So happy Super AIDS Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Get ready for that. But the good news is the drugs are still effective against it, I think.
Okay.
The ones that we have on the market. But, you know.
Wow. Scary stuff.
Yeah, it's scary. Anyway, on the Hot Topics again. So the PlayStation 4 came out?
Yeah, I heard about this. I've been following both of these systems. Well, a lot of the systems.
They've got a feature in the game's console called Playroom. It's being used to stream, you know, content of people playing games and stuff like that or whatever. But they're using it now to stream pornographic content instead of gaming content.
Really?
Using Twitch and Ustream. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So what do you think about that? Would you watch something? It's like this, I guess, it's like amateur porn or whatever, or gamer porn.
It's anyone who wants to participate. That's
right.
That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But I guess I'm not too surprised, right? I mean... That kind of stuff will take up the technology wherever it comes.
I mean, this is within the week that it came out.
That's pretty fast. That's really fast.
Well, I wonder if that's anything like the DS porn.
Well, it's no... I think that was special. I think in this case...
The 3D porn.
I think in this case, Ustream and things like that, those are things that are already in place. So, I mean, you get that channel on your device there. I mean, you can... They're probably already doing that. I bet there was that action on Ustream a long time ago.
You think? Well, Ustream, probably.
Yeah.
I don't...
We all
I mean,
stream.
We got to take advantage of that technology, maybe one day.
Yeah.
The Ustream technology.
Yeah.
Not for that.
Oh, you mean for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was that, anyway?
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
What was that noise? Clapping. Oh, it was clapping?
It was just clapping.
It was slow clapping. Yeah.
Clapping is what I said.
Oh, okay. It sounded like exciting clapping. One person clapping, huh?
Yeah, I think it's just clapping.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, next on the Hot Topics. Hot Topics! A girlfriend set her boyfriend's...
I was going to say something funny. There was a type of clapping you can do with two people, I think.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of...
That was a two-person clap.
How do you do the two-person clap? Can you tell us more about clap?
That was it.
How do you do it, though?
I don't know. You figure it out.
You don't know?
See, that's why I'm on the phone here. I'm afraid of those beautiful women over there.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Wow.
Jeez, what was that?
I don't know.
That was some creative editing there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
In the early hours of Tuesday in Carson City, Nevada,
okay.
21-year-old Amber Lynn Gray and her boyfriend were having a fight, allegedly had gone to the store and returned without the cigarettes that she'd wanted.
Uh-oh.
The pair had also been drinking heavily. So the assault began when Amber picked up a water bottle and threw it at him, striking him in the head.
Oh, geez.
She then proceeded to destroy various items around the apartment. When this failed to get his attention, she decided to attack the underwear. In her boyfriend's underwear drawer, she grabbed some unmentionables, pulled out a pair, lit them on fire, and threw them onto the hallway floor. She left the premises while the poor guy was left to extinguish those burning britches in the bathtub.
Wow, that's crazy.
Apparently, she's in jail and is being held on bond of like $43,000.
Wow, that's a lot of cash.
So that's that. Oh, she doesn't look that great either.
Shocker. Yeah.
Well, she's 21.
Okay.
So she set his underwear on fire. Would that like get your attention if your girlfriend was upset with you?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that it probably wouldn't get to that point. I'm assuming, you know, just being angry about the shopping and the cigarettes. I mean, cigarettes Eric, alone that wouldn't work. So
Eric carefully guards the access to his underwear.
He does? Yeah.
No, I don't. It's
your underwear?
I'm wearing.
No, but your extra pairs.
Oh, why do you guys want to know?
He only has one pair.
Why do you guys want to know?
I just want to know, just in case we get into a fight and I have to set it on a fire.
Okay, yeah, no, it's in the cab, in the drawer.
Is it upstairs or downstairs?
Yes.
We have it in the freezer there.
That is correct. Wow.
Okay. Do underwear easily catch on fire? Is that the thing? What if they had a stain on them?
Then
it would be like
flammable.
Really bad smell.
Yeah, and it might catch up.
By the way,
flames more.
Speaking of flammable,
okay.
My bathroom rug also has that tag on it that says flammable.
Flammable. Yeah, you're so used to seeing things that say not flammable, but that's totally flammable.
And I got mine at Anthropology, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's totally flammable.
Well, then someone can light your rug on fire.
Why would they do that?
Just don't put any candles on your bathroom rug.
Okay. Who's got candles on their bathroom rug?
Not me.
I don't know. You know, sometimes people have fun in the bathroom.
Right. Right.
Oh, that again? Is no, that that's the two-person clapping?
In the tub, you know, alone.
Oh, alone. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds like the best time. The best bath
the tub.
Ever.
Yeah.
In the tub.
In the tub.
You know, and if you just like knock the candle off the tub.
Uh-oh.
The rug,
uh-huh.
There you go.
That'd be horrible.
There is a scenario for you.
Fire.
Okay. I see that now.
So what's going to happen? The rug's just going to catch on fire and that's going to be it. I mean, you get, you know.
Well, then
tile.
you got your
what
stupid
happens?
Shower curtain catching on fire.
That's
also.
That's not going to catch on fire. This is going to melt.
What do you mean? No, well, see,
oh, you
have
I have a fabric one.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you of all people have a fabric one.
Why?
Because we were talking about the fabric. You don't like the fabric ass seat cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of thing.
Well, that's different. It's a shower curtain.
You know,
pretty.
I was over your place last night. It looked
yeah,
very nice, by the
thank
way.
You.
I didn't take a look at the shower curtain.
What do you mean?
I completely messed up.
Oh, you didn't see the shower curtain?
I out on that. Yeah, I should have taken a look
it's
at that.
It's a beautiful shower curtain.
I didn't even notice it.
I love that shower curtain. I got that on super sale from the
anthropology.com. There you go.
I got on super duper sale.
Okay.
Because, you know, they charge like $150 for a shower curtain in there.
Do they have shag rug toilet seat covers?
They do not, yet.
Like flammable ones?
Not right now.
They probably do.
Flammable ones? Only the flammable ones, though, are the ones you're interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who set someone's underwear on fire, though? That's like that. I remember there was a story that I did a few, like, maybe a year ago about some woman who was upset, and she set his pants on fire or something like that.
Yeah.
Because she got upset.
Well, we're gonna get to the bottom of this because I didn't have time to read the story. But there's a guy that got set on fire that got dropped off at a hospital. So we might find out more about that.
When he was on fire?
I guess so.
Okay, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's where it's on the weird news. Okay, anyway, next on the hot topic. Okay, this is the ironic story of the week. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
27-year-old psychology student who had already had articles published in a medical journal was celebrating her new job. Jennifer Whiteley, had been offered a job at Britain's National Health Service as a drug counselor. So she was partying with her boyfriend, 29-year-old Andrew Tuna, and she was doing 9 different drugs, including the new designer drug called a legal high called Benzo Fury, and she died of an overdose.
Oh, geez.
Celebrating her new job as a drug counselor.
That's horrible.
Yes. So that's the ironic story of the week.
Yeah.
She had 9...
A little fishy there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, maybe she was killed.
You think she was killed?
Like her, of all people, should know about drugs, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, maybe her... You think her boyfriend killed her?
I don't know.
They were together. They were partying.
I'm not going to allege anything. I'm just saying. That's a little weird.
I know. You're into conspiracies over there. You like the conspiracies.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Just saying.
Wow.
He's into conspiracies.
So 9/11 didn't really happen?
I don't know if he's into that particular conspiracy.
Okay, not that far. Okay.
Or are you?
Huh? No. Maybe this isn't a world that we're living in. Maybe we're all in our own minds. And maybe we're plugged into the Matrix.
Like the Matrix?
Hmm.
Weird.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm just pulling stuff out of the air right now.
It works. It's okay.
Okay.
So we also have our Rebecca Black Friday report.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Great. I'm excited to hear what's going on with her.
Are you ready? No, it's not about her.
Oh, no?
It's about Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday.
But Rebecca Black Friday. As we all know, Black Friday is when we go out and buy things, stand out in line. Early in the morning, late at night.
Right.
Can I even be able to get through the story without...
It could be... This
Why?
Because
I keep saying Friday?
It's Friday.
I think so.
I'm so
when
glad
did
I didn't the, go shopping.
The day after Thanksgiving. How about that?
Oh, okay. See what you've done? That's an even longer clip. Anyway.
The day after Thanksgiving is Friday.
Anyway, okay. This is this year's 2013 Rebecca Black Friday report.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
This might be tough.
People at a Walmart beat each other up over towels.
Oh, I know. This is horrible.
According to a statement Walmart released on Friday,
Friday,
they sold 2.8 million towels, 2 million TVs, 1.4 million tablets, and 1.9 million dolls.
Wow.
Tom Gara at the Wall Street Journal reported the towels incident and collected these tweets. And these tweets included, in other news, there was a fight at the West Memphis Walmart on the towel aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag hometown pride. The next tweet read, people at Walmart right now risking their lives for a towel set they wanted for their bathroom. Then the third tweet said, I will never go to Black Friday shopping again. This trashy girl. Oh, damn it. This trashy girl at Walmart decided to fight me over a towel. Who does that?
Well, how much money are they saving?
I don't know.
Like, how much is a towel? I haven't bought towels in
I haven't bought towels
a few
in,
years.
In a long time.
But how much does a towel cost? Like,
it depends on where you get the towel from.
$15? Nice one, $20 maybe? I don't know.
I got some good towels from the company store for like $15.
Okay. Now, so if they're that
I
much.
I like the company store.
How much? I don't know what that is.
It's a nice catalog to buy bedding and towels.
Okay.
It's nice.
So if that's $15,
yes.
What are you saving? $5?
Could be $5 towels.
Oh, my gosh. Let's fight. Let's
throw down over towels.
Yeah.
Probably 50 cents.
50 cents? You think they were 50
Probably
cents?
Probably 50 cents.
50
towels.
Cent towels.
50 cent
and that's what get people into fights.
Oh, like the like that music songwriter, 50 Cent.
50 Cent towels?
That could be cool.
Oh, actually, it could be 50 Cent towels. Yeah.
50 Cent towels.
All right.
Instead of 50 Cent towels.
That would be good.
Nice. Get me some 50 Cent towels.
There was a fist fight over an Xbox at the Jordan Creek Walmart.
Oh, jeez.
There was reports of a shooting in an Illinois Kohl's. A man was viciously stabbed at a Claypool Hill, Virginia Walmart over a parking space.
What?
And a woman used a taser outside of a Franklin Mills Mall out in Northeast Philly.
Jeez, wow. This is crazy.
I'm glad I didn't go out anywhere.
I'm glad you didn't go either. You were. What? You seemed to be a little bit excited about the Rebecca Black Friday.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Did you want to go out and buy something?
You know, I was going to check out the deals, but then, you know, I didn't really have anything to buy. Usually I buy stuff for myself on that day.
Yeah.
You go shopping for you.
I've done it a couple times. It's not, it's
I've never
crazy.
Done it.
I don't understand what the...
It's frightening.
You're really not getting much. I mean, I know, I heard about, was the deal with the TV? It was like $100 or something like that. There was like some cheap $100 flat screen TV for $100 at Walmart.
Oh.
I thought there was a fight about that.
Well, you know what? Ironically, all of these things, almost all of these things took place at Walmart.
Yeah.
What is going on at Walmart?
There you go. I think that's a clear indication there.
I try to avoid going inside the Walmart.
I don't normally go.
I've been a few times.
I will not go.
You won't?
No, I mean, it's not a place I normally go to.
I mean, it's not a place I seek out, but if there's a Walmart situation and I have to go to it, I'll go inside, but I always feel bad when I'm in there.
They're also not really suburbs. They're not, I mean, not... Not bought like Boston, Greater Boston.
It's not in an urban area,
yeah,
but if you go out to a suburb,
yeah.
There's definitely a Walmart.
Well, there's a Walmart in Natick.
There is?
Yeah.
But that's a suburb.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Far away from here.
Yeah.
You can't get there on the T.
No.
No, you can.
Well, the commuter rail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take the commuter rail.
All the way out to Walmart.
Yeah, there you go.
Walmart's scary because it's got those, like, it's so cheap in there, and it's like everybody and their mother's there. It's so frightening.
And bad lighting. Yeah.
It has bad lighting?
Mm. Just saying.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, boy.
All right. Anyway, next on the Hot Topic.
Okay, good. Good stuff.
Hot Topic. Lastly on the Hot Topics, these are top 10 items you're too old to wear if you're over 30-year-old woman, I guess.
Oh, just for women.
Yeah, just for the ladies. So you
I'll
tell me if you guys agree with this, because
yes.
You guys are gentlemen.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
Because the other times... Because lately I've been thinking that maybe it's time for me to stop wearing the Hello Kitty earmuffs.
No.
But I think they're adorable, and I get lots of compliments on them.
Yeah, no, there's no reason why you shouldn't. I think you should rock those.
How long can I wear those?
I'm not putting a time limit on it. Just keep wearing
them.
So
I'm like 70?
As long as they're not dirty.
They're not dirty. They're clean.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Like what kind of...
You think they'd be dirty?
Dirty Hello Kitty. Hello
no.
Kitty's been expanded
no.
into a lot of different
Stop.
Things.
They're not dirty.
There's
a lot of adult Hello Kitty products out there if you know where to look.
Really? Maybe
I'm
after
not going to say anything more.
What have you been doing? Maybe we'll take a look at that after the show.
I think there's definitely a Hello Kitty vibrator that I know for sure exists.
Okay.
But I heard I heard it's not that great.
No?
Nope.
Where'd you hear that?
On
Consumer Reports.
No, there's a website that sells like Japanese merchandise. It sells like bento boxes and like dirty stuff, and they had the Hello Kitty vibrator.
Okay.
It's like JapanList.com or something.
Yeah, Japan's got that stuff covered.
I guarantee it's like JapanList.com. Let me see. Let me surf the internet.
Oh, yeah, take a look. I'll take a look on there. Yeah.
I'll probably go to some dirty website now. We're connecting. Connecting super slowly. Or maybe like J-List or something? No, that's something else, isn't it? So that's J-Date.
J-Date. that's a Jewish thing.
It is a Jewish thing.
Well, you don't have to be Jewish.
I know.
True. Yeah, you know.
Are you trying to say something?
Nope.
We can talk about that off the air.
Wow.
Oh, it's J-List? You've got a friend in Japan? Oh, is that a dating website? Wait.
Got a friend in Japan.
Oh, no. This is it.
Adult friend finder in Japan?
No. And here at the adult corner, I'll search Hello Kitty.
Is it JList.com?
Yes.
Okay, everyone. JList.com.
Hello Kitty Vibrator. What?
Use the Derek and Kay Show discount.
That's right.
DK Radio in your coupon code.
DK Radio Holiday 10.
Wait, I don't see it here. What the hell?
They're out of stock.
Maybe they're out of stock.
Yeah, they sold out.
What about if you just Google that?
We can search it online.
Yeah, just why don't
right,
you
gonna,
just
Google
that?
I'm gonna
Google
that.
Too many bad reviews.
Hello Kitty Vibrator.
Wow, typing.
Amazon.com. This is the first one to pop up here.
Is there one? I should probably put it over
yes.
here.
Yes. Hello Kitty Massager. Look, 1-star review.
Uh-oh.
Wait, oh no, average customer review, 4 stars.
Can you read one of the reviews?
Oh yeah, let me click it up.
That could be interesting. That could be good. We'll see what they say.
Oh, currently unavailable.
What?
Damn it.
Oh, the cell, but is there a picture?
Yeah, there's a picture.
Does it look dirty?
No, it doesn't. It's like it looks like pink.
One used available.
Ew. Ew.
Okay, most helpful customer reviews. Buy my vibrator. I would like to start by saying that all the Japanese animated vibrators I've owned. Okay,
this is a collector. We've got them all.
Of all,
I got my Pokemon vibrator.
I wonder if there's a Pokemon vibrator.
I'm sure there is.
Mega, mega. Mega, mega.
Of all the Japanese animated vibrators I have owned, this by far the most disappointing.
Oh.
The pink bow added no stimulation whatsoever, and the ears were downright painful.
Wow.
After 5 completely unsatisfying uses, I returned the item and went back to using my old friend Pikachu.
What? No way.
Wow.
No way.
Imagine my surprise when a week after my return, a used Hello Kitty vibrator popped up for sale at double the price tag. Whatever you do, don't purchase the used item, I beg of you.
Yeah, well, I know.
I'm joking.
That's amazing. Now I know what I'm going to get Kay for Christmas.
Here's another review. So-so, don't have high expectations. Extremely loud. Have to tap it really hard on something to get it to turn on. If it wasn't so cute, it would have been returned already.
That would make a great coffee table conversation.
Wow.
What's that?
Broken when I received it. This is cute. Open the package and it was already broken.
Wait, I got to see a picture of this. Can I?
Yeah, you come on over here. Let's take a look. She loves it. All that matters is she loves it. Why say anything further? Just loves it. Okay, for more words. Now I can hit submit. Here it is. Here's the Hello Kitty vibrator.
My gosh.
You like that? Wait, here's the out of the package. That's what it looks like.
Ooh.
I think this is the business end over here.
Yeah, that doesn't look tough.
It looks kind of painful.
Yeah.
But maybe you press the face and you don't use the ears.
Yeah. Well, sometimes all you need is the
press the face to your lips.
I guess, well, sometimes all you need is a...
That kind of turned me on a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Hey, now!
Anyway, you can get that at...
Okay.
maybe Amazon.com. It's currently not available, though.
Okay. Well, they gotta bring it back for the holidays.
But there's other things. You can get a classic 7-inch vibrator, silver.
Okay.
Because that's more like this.
What's this?
You know?
What does this mean?
There's like the things that were available, you know, as well. Instead of the Hello Kitty vibrator, you can get the 7-inch vibrator in silver.
Whoa.
This is a family show.
7-inch.
No longer a family show. 7-inch.
Okay.
Wait, there's a 7.5-incher.
Whoa!
Doc Johnson Deep Desire 7.5-inch vibrator silver.
Hey now!
Okay, now we went from Hello Kitty vibrators to now let's look at vibrators.
Now we got Kay's putting together her wish list on Amazon.
Kay Patterson!
You know what? This is like a total non-sequitur.
Okay.
Because I didn't even get to any of the hot topics.
No, it's okay.
Let's cycle back to what I was originally talking about.
It's good.
Hot topic. Okay. These are the top 10 items I'm too old to wear.
Okay, yes, this is good.
Number one is message T-shirts.
What does this mean?
T-shirts that say something on the front, like hang in there, baby, or something, you know?
Oh, I don't like those to begin. Those suck already. It doesn't matter what age you are, they're just stupid, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is your shirt safe? Okay.
No, I agree.
We don't have
anything.
We're good.
I don't like them.
Okay. Too trendy denim, like bedazzled jeans and stuff like that.
Over 30? Over 50.
I'm 50 now?
No, yeah, I'm thinking over 50. I've seen a lot of that.
You have?
That's no good.
Well, that's because that's a different reason. I think that's a stuck in the 80s kind of situation or 90s.
Yeah, I think over 30 is okay.
You think?
I don't know. I think 40 to 50 is borderline. That's my thought.
I think you
got to
start, you know, developing your own style, not like taking some bejazzled style.
But I think it's that might be when you do your when you do your
there's your vagina.
Bejazzled. That's what that is. That would hurt though. That would really hurt.
That's new. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using it now. What does it mean now? Bejazzled?
Bejazzled?
No, bejazzled.
Okay.
And there's your vagina.
Bejazzled.
Wow. The number three thing I'm too old to wear, apparently, are costume shoes. This is those, like, stripper shoes that you can get, like,
clear. Why would you wear them anyway?
Wait.
I would never wear
those. I'm not understanding this. What are you talking about?
The like stripper
really
shoes.
Stripper. What are stripper shoes?
The
plastic.
Really
the plastic,
tall heel?
The plastic really tall, like, platform shoes with
the
super tall heel.
The clear?
Yeah.
Okay. The clear, yeah, absolutely. I think that I think you don't wear those.
Anytime.
Most times you don't wear it. Doesn't matter. That's not really an age thing. It's not like you're going to wear those every day.
You don't wear them anytime, anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime,
unless
anywhere.
Unless there's like a situation.
Never wear them, yeah.
It's like a green eggs and ham situation.
Well, here's the situation. If you're coming out, like if you got a party,
uh-huh,
and you're coming out of the bathroom and you happen to be wearing a bikini, then sure, you can be wearing that.
It's okay with a bikini?
Yeah. It's all in context, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
The number four thing I'm too old to wear, apparently, are micro mini skirts.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I wore those, rocked those to begin with.
Oh, I disagree with that. Wait, it's over 30?
Yeah.
No, I disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think, Eve?
Over 40, forget about it, though.
Really?
I just saw that on, what's her name? Regis and Kelly Ripa. She's wearing this little mini skirt that she was self-conscious about on the Jimmy Fallon show.
She was?
Yeah, and then, you know, so I don't know. I don't really have an opinion of that. Well, mini skirt, I guess. This was more like a mini dress. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mini
skirt's okay.
Kind of like, I don't know. Depends what you pair it with.
Yeah, exactly. It depends.
If you pair it with like a message shirt,
yeah,
then maybe no.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's no go. And
clear boots.
If you're wearing it with Depends, then that's no go either.
Depends?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It depends.
Apparently the next thing I'm too old for is excessive cleavage.
I think
I don't even
bouncy,
have that.
Bouncy.
I don't have that option.
I was gonna say I didn't want to insult you, but like I don't think you are old, you know, at any age.
I don't have that option.
I think that's
at all.
Also, I think that's okay over 30. It depends.
Me
you
too.
Know, depends on the
well, maybe
situation.
Maybe not like a crazy amount of cleavage.
Right.
Like 80-year-old women with excessive cleavage. That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
If
it's
they
cool.
can rock it. Yeah.
80
okay.
olds, yeah.
80, you know, because they're like, hey, you know, here I am.
Well, now with the wonders of plastic surgery, I mean, things can work
bouncy,
out okay.
Bouncy.
Anybody can rock it.
Carly in the studio. Welcome, Carly.
Your face was so funny when she jumped up.
And, oh, yeah. Also just noticing Beth Ann Sand.
Welcome to the chat
room. Thank you so much
and
for joining
we are
the
having
show.
A naughty show. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it naughty?
It's a naughty show.
We weren't planning on going that way, but it's happened.
It's my fault. Okay.
I think I brought it up, so sorry.
Number six, white-ribbed cotton tees, tanks. What is that? I don't.
White-ribbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said wiped-ribbed. What?
White-ribbed cotton tanks.
This is okay. So this is, again, it's, you know, it's kind of situational.
Okay.
Like if you're wearing it
yeah,
at the
tanks.
Gym.
Oh, tanks.
Yeah.
If you're 35, or
uh-huh.
I don't know how old some people, yeah, you know, over 30.
I'm definitely over 35.
And you're wearing that at the gym, I think that's okay.
Okay.
Women?
It depends.
Again, that depends stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really depends.
It depends.
Can yeah. you wear depends?
It depends.
Or, yeah, wife beaters, as I call them. That's right.
Yeah, I don't really see those on women that much.
I don't see them either. I didn't understand that one.
Guys
colored
more.
Ones.
Colored ones, yeah.
Are fine on women, but white yeah. ones are strictly for men.
Strictly.
Okay.
Strictly for men. That should be like a...
It is a horrible
clothing line.
Yeah, actually, we're a website.
Strictly for men?
We're a website.
Our website. Strictlyformen.com.
.com.
You want to see what that is?
Yeah. Guess the URL. Let's put that up.
Oh this is always
okay,
fun.
Wait. Do you think...
Not everyone go there. We don't want to bring it down.
Do we think that it's porn?
Probably, but don't... It
strictly for
be,
men.
Who knows?
Wait,
it could be a gentleman's
club. I didn't spell it strictly right. Strict?
Yeah, it's
you
tough.
You might want to type it into Wikipedia.
See? And now I'm going to take a chance on it. .com. Yeah, there's a biscuit. You want a biscuit? Strictlyformen.com. Oh, this domain may be for sale. We can buy it.
Let's get it.
What do we want to sell our, we want to squat on it?
Sell our Strictly for Men gear.
What is the Strictly for Men gear?
Probably like fashionable clothes.
Strictly for Men? Shouldn't it be like underwear or loincloths or something like that?
I'm just kidding. I mean, if you think of most guys who go to a website Thongs. That's called Strictly for Men, they're not going to look for fashionable clothes, you know.
What do they want? They want porn? Porno?
Probably.
Well,
actually,
you know.
It could be like one of those combo restaurants. It could be porn and clothes.
It could be. Yeah, it's all the rage now.
I'm at the clothes shop.
Right, it's a combination. Right, yeah.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Okay, apparently.
I'm at the combination porn store.
Porn store and clothing store. Apparently, I'm also too old for hair gadgets. These are like banana clips.
What is that exactly?
Banana clips and stuff.
Oh, that's the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's here. Let me talk about this for a little bit.
Okay.
I think that thing's gone a long time ago.
No, we already had this discussion. The banana
what?
Clips still exist. You
what?
Can still buy them. Yes.
No, but I'm saying, so you do you like this thing?
No.
Okay, good.
I used to back in like the 1980s.
That's right.
Yes.
And
I had a banana clip in every color to match every outfit, along
wow.
with, okay, this is what I used to do. This is back when I had like, I straightened my hair every day, so it was straight. So I had the banana clip.
Straight?
Yeah, straight.
I can't imagine you with straight hair.
Well, I got pictures. So I had the banana
How did
clip.
How you do that?
Huh?
Okay.
Stop. Why did I do that?
People go crazy for curly hair.
I know. Well, this is before I was older and wiser.
Okay.
So I'd take the banana clip, and I would, you know, put the banana clip in the hair, so I'd have this, like, mane coming down.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then on the top of the mane, I had, you know, those clip-on bows.
Oh, okay.
I had, like, maybe, like, 100 of those clip-on bows, different outfits.
And straight hair?
Yeah.
I got to see it. You got to show me a picture sometime.
This is, like...
This is crazy.
This is, like, between, like, fifth grade... And maybe like seventh grade, I was rocking that look.
Okay.
Bro. Yeah.
It's an 80s thing, right? It's
yeah.
Totally. An
for
80s
sure.
Thing.
Maybe a late 80s, early 90s kind of look.
Yeah.
Stefan says banana clips rule like old school.
You know, I can't remember the last time I've seen one. Yeah, I think it's definitely.
Banana clips.
A lot younger.
Yes. I mean,
I think that definitely skews
hair gadgets and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm too old for oversized, over-decorated hobo bags, which I never had in the first place.
Is that okay? Wait a minute. Question about this.
Big purse.
I got problems with that.
I know
and
you, have,
this,
you have issues with big purses.
Are these the bags that are like the fabric ones?
I don't know.
That are maybe. Like a handbag or a little bit bigger than that? Like the fabric?
I don't even know what that is.
Because I
kind of
have a problem with that, too.
You do?
I don't really like those.
I know you hate big purses.
I don't like the big purses unless there's a definite plan. If there's like a staying over situation that I understand that's coming
You don't like
ahead.
When women are carrying lots of crap in their bag?
No, it's just kind of, it's too much.
It upsets you?
It does. There's no need for it.
And apparently I'm too old for cheap and unflattering underwear.
What?
Yes.
No. Unflattering?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, like it's Hanes her way or something maybe.
Oh, like bad underwear.
Cheap and yeah, bad underwear.
Oh, well,
yeah
why would
unless
you wear
you're
bad?
A mom.
Why would you wear bad underwear?
Do you have mom? Do you,
no.
What are mom underwear by the way? Are they like
big.
Just big
Hanes? Just big.
Big Hanes big.
Yeah.
Like white underwear. It's just like, you know, No style, no color, no nothing.
I have one pair of white underwear, but they're like boy short underwear.
Oh, those are cute. Boy
those are good?
Are cute. Yeah.
You like
good.
Those?
It's all good.
How do you feel about those over there, peanut face?
Peanut face.
He's eating peanuts.
Those are good.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Well, and the last thing I'm too old for is loud accessories.
Like what would that be, like a big bow or something?
I don't know. A screaming.
Like a boom box.
Or a fox.
Fox. Yeah, you don't want a fox around your neck or something.
Because that's what the fox says,
that's
really.
That's what the fox says, yeah.
I hate that. I hate that after we did that, that became popular.
The fox.
Do you think that's why? Do you think we were the impetus of that?
It must be because we did it. Because that's what the fox says.
That's what the fox says.
Right there.
That was the game in summer. You know, what mm-hmm. animal is this? This is what the fox says. And
no,
now,
it's good. Absolutely.
Whatever. Oh, Beth Ann says, no granny panties ever.
That's what it is. Granny panties.
Yeah, granny panties are bad.
They're no good.
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by mom panties.
Yeah, you don't
like...
want to wear granny panties with your mom jeans.
I don't have any mom jeans anymore.
Anymore. Good. Good. You don't have adult jeans even.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. I get my jeans at the Gap Kids. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Girl size 14 fit perfectly.
That's good. I used to wear the boys.
And they're $16 a piece or whatever.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's like half price.
Yeah, I don't have to have them hemmed or anything. And they fit right perfectly in the waist. Why would I shop at the adult Gap?
No, it's good.
You know, girl size 14. It's a look.
Oh.
All right, so that's the end of the Hot Topics.
Oh, that's
basically.
Good.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
So I lengthened the show a little bit.
Yeah, it's all your fault, right?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just kidding.
I lengthened the show so we could get it all in.
Oh, you lengthened? I thought you said you, oh.
That's what she said.
I thought you said that that was longer, but you actually made the show longer.
I made the show longer so that we could get all of our things in.
Okay, that's good.
Because there's the Game of the Month,
that's,
and there's also the weird news.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, we can go off the air anytime with my voice.
Oh, where'd you? Wow.
Well, you can go off the air when your voice goes off the air.
Okay.
Well, that was terrible, wasn't it? Okay, that's not a good start to concert week, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Anyway, we should take a break.
Yeah, we probably should take a break.
And after the break, the weird news. I have a concert on Saturday, and I can't have my voice
do
that during
the
middle
of the week. I have to go to
this. Yes, you do.
I still have to buy my tickets.
Tickets are going...
I will check out the tickets.
Swiftly.
Don't worry, maybe I'll do it tonight.
Okay, cool.
All right, so stay tuned
for the weird news.
For weird news, more content coming up right after this.
Absolutely.
Is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Bedroom buddy, feed a style factory. There's a tiny bun that jumped out of the oven. She just couldn't wait for your kisses and loving. She lives in a uterus all cozy and warm. Just wait 7 months till she's reborn. She fits right into the palm of your hand. Her mouth.
Bedroom Buddies Fetus Doll. Because 9 months is just too long to wait for a hug.
Voices of learning. Voices of wisdom.
Go ahead and masturbate. Then see if you want to call your ex-girlfriend at 1 a.m.
Empathy.
You know, Mr. Clean seems like he'd have a whitish peen.
Benevolence.
Older men that get plastic surgery look like nanas.
I want your butt inside me.
Come, join us.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
Some people fall in love and they stay in the town forever. Got a beautiful house and a picket fence, and they say life don't get better.
But you and I are a different kind, a little bit wild.
And we are back, and we are listening to the music of Western Avenue.
Former Derek and Kay Show guest.
Yeah.
I like this song.
I like this song very much. It's definitely very good.
It's nice.
It's nice. They're a good band.
They would be glad to know that we're playing their music again.
Yeah.
And they're Canadian.
They're Canadian.
They are Canadian.
That's right.
Just like all the country stars.
That's right. So they're cool.
That we
don't hate on the Canadians.
Yeah, don't hate on the Canadians.
I have Canadian blood in me.
Yes, you do.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
That's why we get potato candy at the Thanksgiving.
All right. That's what it's all about here. Oh, boy. Okay.
Uh-oh. Are you okay over there?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fine.
Are you ready?
Right.
Are you ready for the weird news?
You know, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, I'm.
And these are going to be kind of off the cuff, so just...
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Oh, Beth Ann Sands says, time for wine? Yes.
Yes,
it's always
absolutely.
Time for wine.
Always time for wine, yes. On the Derek and Kay Show.
Absolutely.
What kind of wine are you going to be enjoying?
We like the block wine from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, we do.
Just
yeah.
Had a new new good. Box yesterday.
Ooh, new box.
Tapped it.
That's what she said.
Because the old box.
Tap that box.
That's what she said.
Tap that box. The old box got killed.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is like my third box.
Yeah, and I finally finished my box.
That's what she said.
Did you finish your box?
The red wine, yeah.
Oh,
not the
nice.
White. I still have two white wines in the fridge.
Yeah, I got two in the fridge as well. The white.
Not two white boxes. One white wine box and one.
You have a white box in the fridge? That's trifling.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, it's time for
the news. Why is this the box?
I got Derek's weird news.
I had to stop for the harmony.
That's good. I like that.
That's the way to shut me up. If you ever want to shut me up, just play that.
Just play a clip and you're going to sing along.
Yeah, I got to sing along for the harmony.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So this is, weird news time. This is where I play the chicken dance and I read some weird news.
Excellent.
This is going to be interesting.
Is it?
Okay. this one comes to us from Sarasota County. Oh, this is Florida. Yeah. So a naked man, burned naked man, dropped off at a local hospital. It's still a mystery of the man that's suffering from severe burns was dropped off at a local emergency room. A woman ran into the hospital just before noon on Sunday asking for help when the head nurse went outside and found a burned, nude man in the back seat of a pickup truck.
Oh, dear.
The woman told the nurse that the man was dropped off in their driveway, according to an incident report. Three people who brought the burned victim to the hospital took him inside. The victim was flown to Tampa General Hospital for treatment. Sheriff says he woke up on fire, but not sure why he caught on fire. And that's what's happening in Florida.
That's my nightmare.
He was probably smoking in bed. What happens to you?
Smoking in bed.
Is that what happens when people are smoking in bed? I mean, I don't know anything about smoking.
I don't either. I just know that smoking's not smart. That's all I know.
So speaking of smoking, can I bring this up?
Yeah.
I will. There's a commercial now I showed Kay of the blue cigarettes, the e-cigarettes. And they're like making smoking look cool.
Electric.
They make it look cool and sexy.
Yeah, electric, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Electric.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, don't let anyone tell you what to do.
It's very disturbing.
You can smoke wherever you want. Or whatever. I mean, they show them smoking all over the place.
Right, you can smoke in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can smoke in public. It's...
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's really disturbing because it made it look cool.
Made me think I should get some blue cigarettes.
Blue
smoking.
Cigarettes, right?
It was very effective.
Yeah, you want to see what that's like? Take
yeah.
your water vapor in.
Yeah,
but it's like a nicotine delivery system.
You're still getting the bad stuff.
Yeah.
In some way, right?
Some of the bad stuff.
I mean, it's not quite as bad, I guess.
I guess, but it's disturbing.
But it's still bad,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. But smoke them if you got them, I guess.
RJ Gumby says his wife set his fire to his underwear. That's what happened.
That's tragic, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's definitely tragic. so there's no story about why this happened. Oh, it could have been
like the guy who woke up and without his penis.
Oh,
remember
right.
That?
Yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad
that
times.
That's disturbing.
That's really bad.
You're right. It could be meth. Is that what you're saying?
It could be a meth-related issue. That's what I'm seeing here, yeah. They found some stuff that's used for meth cooking at this guy's location.
Oh, he was a cook.
He was a cook, you might say.
Oh, well, shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just blow yourself up trying to cook that crap.
It's dangerous, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's definitely.
I'm telling you, this is why I was always scared in Orgo Chem Lab, because I was always afraid something would blow up. Organic chemistry experiments are dangerous.
Except for the one that smells like peppermint when you make it, right?
It was wintergreen.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one was awesome.
That's all I remember.
And there was one where we made Tylenol also. That was fun.
Really?
We did aspirin, huh?
Aspirin?
You made aspirin?
Yes.
And you took it? That's insane.
No, I didn't take it. He said, he's like, and you took it? See, he's adding parts of the story, right? And then you put it in. We were
we got to take it.
No, we were not allowed to adjust it.
Oh, not allowed to.
That
we
was
just
great.
Made it.
That was great. I love that.
We made it. See, now good. You're influencing him. You're like, he's like, and you took it? Oh, my God.
Did you shape it into pill form?
No. It was like a powder. We made a white powder at the end of every experiment.
Didn't you also make something else that was not good? Like, you made one thing, but they left out one ingredient, or?
There was one experiment where we failed, and we didn't make the product at the end, and they just gave it to us. Because we had been there for, like, 4 hours.
I thought there was something else.
Is
you
a lab?
Actually made something,
wait, they just
but
gave
they
you...
left you an left out an ingredient because it was something they didn't want you to make.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
There was one experiment where we made a chemical, and they wanted us to guess what it was, but I figured out what it was from the smell. I don't know.
Okay.
That was the first experiment. I was like, this is easy.
So they gave you
what was it?
Naphthalene.
What's that?
Naphthalene is the ingredient in mothballs that makes it smell like mothballs.
Oh. You guessed the smell.
Yeah. As soon as we had started to get to the end of the experiment and we had made the product, I smelled it and was like, well, I know the answer. Click, check. But they wanted us to, like, take the melting point, look at it in the microscope,
uh-huh.
all that crap to, like, what it was.
Yeah.
But I knew what it was without doing all that because it smelled like ass. And I was like, this smells like mothballs. Uh-huh. It has to be naphthalene. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
did you make the gas smell as well? Like if you...
We probably could.
Okay,
cause that's not, because that's not, of course, that's not a gas smell. That's a smell they put in so that you can detect the smell of gas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not that kind of gas. I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry, we ain't our first year bird news.
What's that? Yeah, no, let's keep... It's getting a little crazy in here.
How did we even get there?
Right.
It's org chem.
Meth cooking.
Okay. Right,
he's
right.
a cook. He's
exploding.
A meth. Exploding.
He's
a meth exploding. It's a meth cooking.
You're like,
wow.
Yeah, lots of things exploding. Organic chemistry. And...
These biscuits are really soft. They're salty.
Okay, back to the weird news. this one comes to us also from Florida. Here we have a bank robber that tries to get away on a bus. How about that? I mean, you can't go that fast, right? This is a 50-year-old man that robbed an Orlando area bank. And just minutes later, it was caught on a Lynx bus. I guess that's the local area bus system.
Uh-huh.
The robbery happened...
A what bus? I'm sorry.
Lynx bus.
Lynx?
Like the cat.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
The robbery happened just after 11 a.m. at Wells Fargo Bank. 9400 blocks of Orange Blossom
Orem.
Trail. We have someone in the bank that robbed us. And they later found him on the bus.
Did he have a sack full of money?
What's happening in Orlando.
A satchel full of money.
He did not. Employees watched him walk into a gas station across the street. And then later he got on the bus.
So he's probably going to the gas station and ask for some change.
Yeah, break it down a little bit. That's okay. What I'm thinking. Yeah.
And then he went, like, it would have been embarrassing if the bus stop was right across the street.
What if he just went in there for gum or something?
He might have got some gum.
With a $100 bill.
Yeah. So although he was on board the bus, deputies were able to stop the vehicle and actually arrest him. Yeah. So no injuries were reported. That's what it says.
That's good into that story.
There you go.
Did it say how much money he stole?
No, he did not.
That's annoying.
Did not.
And,
I'm learning about this as we all learn about it.
Oh, okay.
So, that's how it's going right here.
It's that kind
sometimes
of show.
We're funny, sometimes we suck.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
That's
I got more weird news.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. No, I got more weird news.
All right.
I got at least Let's see here. A few. Is this funny? Maybe a couple more. All right, this one.
Bated breath.
All right, this one comes to us from Colorado. Here we have a topless barber that's charged with unlicensed cosmetology.
Woman or a man?
No, this is a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a girl. Yeah, absolutely. A woman allegedly offered a topless hairstyling service in northern Colorado. Faces criminal charges, but police say that the problem isn't cutting hair without a top, it's cutting hair without a license. That's really a shame, right?
They're not angry about cutting the top without a top.
Right. And she just doesn't have a license for cutting hair.
Well, you have to have a license.
Right. She's a 46-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
Suzette Howe. She was arrested on Wednesday for night of suspicion of practicing without a cosmetology license. And that's what's happening in Colorado.
Suzette.
Hey, now.
She misunderstood when the guy said take a little off the top.
Nice. Eve with a tip in, so to speak. Wow, that was great. Okay, yeah, you. No, I like that.
I got a million of them.
Do you? Waiting somewhere. For them.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
The advertise. She was. This was $45 for a haircut.
Wow, it's expensive.
Which actually is not that bad if it was a good haircut.
It's not.
And
how much
topless.
Is a haircut?
I would have maybe changed. I would have considered. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think her bosom's like brushed up against his
Bouncy?
Yeah, could be. That could
shoulders.
Be that could be a thing. I remember having that before. Yeah. That
really?
Yeah, that happens.
Is that exciting?
So maybe people are into that.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Bouncy.
That dance says ew. Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? You wouldn't go there unless you wanted that. Right.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, woman.
If she had just gotten the license, you know.
Yeah. Right.
You could have. Hair. You could have Suzette.
Cut hair like a normal person.
Where's this taking place now?
This is Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Cold.
Is it cold in Colorado?
It could be. It changes a lot. The weather just changes like crazy.
I've only been out there in summer when it was hot.
Have you been out there in summer?
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
I'm attending a couple weddings.
A couple.
Yeah. I went to 2 weddings in Denver. Very exciting. Might have even been 3. Might have been 3 weddings, I think.
And a funeral?
No.
Sounds like
I believe that's 4 weddings and a funeral.
Okay,
thank you.
Is that a movie title?
Yes, it okay. is.
Oh, you got it, Derek.
Thank you.
Derek Kalish.
Very good.
I thought I heard that sounded familiar.
Usually you're not a movie guy.
No, not at all.
I like that movie, by the way.
I never thought.
You what?
What's that?
4 weddings and a funeral.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I never thought. I thought it was 3 weddings and a funeral.
That's right. It was 3 weddings and a funeral.
It wasn't as good as the 4 one.
I thought that was a sequel.
Yeah. All right, next.
It was a good British movie.
Next story. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be good or not.
Okay.
This
we'll
one
have
happens
to wait and
to
see.
Us in,
happens to us?
Well, this happens. Comes to us from Indiana. Police chief shot with a taser. Raises $800 cash. Police chief of a small eastern Indiana town was shot by a stun gun at a fundraiser event to buy a new squad car, he says. Raised about $800 in cash and received $25,000 in pledges from a Texas company. Police chief says he received calls from over the county collecting a lot of money, and his goal was to raise $9,000. So the town of about 2,100 people for about 25 miles could lease a squad car. He might be able to raise enough money for a second car. He says the feeling really hurts, and that's what's happening in Indiana.
That's so nubbins. They can't get a squad car?
I guess not. This is so, he said it was 50,000 volts of low amp electricity. Felt like as someone hit him in the back repeatedly. That's it really hurt him.
Okay, I don't.
Where is he from?
I'm not.
Indiana.
I'm not really sure I understand the story actually.
Yeah, me either, because I thought that Homeland Security was like, you know, giving money.
So is
to small police conversation.
It's the story that he took a shot to the arm with a taser because of the fundraising, or is
yeah, it was
like
he would do that. It was it sounds
so
stupid.
It was like on purpose.
Yeah, and then he raised money for doing.
And then
it.
He got dunked in water.
Yeah, did he like sit on the water dunking thing? He would throw balls at him, and he fell in.
No, they didn't say that. Just the taser.
Yeah, we should do that on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
A taser or throw balls at people?
No, the dunking.
Oh, the dunk booth?
The dunk tank.
We could probably set it up over there.
We could set it up over there.
Yeah, this is great.
On the junkies, they set the dunk tank up with like a bunch of blue crabs inside.
What?
Live ones.
What are blue crabs?
They're little crabs that you eat at the they came out of the Chesapeake Bay. They're delicious.
Okay. Do they bite you?
Yes. They do. They're like the most aggressive crab.
Really?
Yes. Because when you cook them, you have to, I know you're a lifelong vegetarian, so you
that's
know this.
That's true, yeah.
So when you cook them, you can't kill them and then have them sit around for a bit and then cook them. You have to, like, cook them live.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds, like, barbaric.
Well, no, there's some body chemistry thing where, like, they lose flavor. There's some toxins that get released, so you can't eat them. So they walk around and they walk sideways and they do this whole thing with their pincers. And they're very aggressive and mean. And, yeah, they will pinch you in a heartbeat. They'll pinch the crap out of your finger.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
They're bleeding and everything.
Really?
Yes.
Blue?
Yes.
So that means they go to the one that's in first place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get what you meant for just one second.
Oh, you did? Now you got it?
Until you played the pipe sound.
And that pipe brought it all back
was,
for you.
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, what is that? What? Because it's a blue ribbon thing? And then I was like, oh.
The blue shell. They don't have that in Smash, but Mario Kart.
Well, they do have the blue crab in the...
They do the blue crab.
Yeah, and the red crab.
Is that worse than the red one?
I think the blue crab is worse than the red crab.
Okay. There you go.
You know what? We lost, like, all of our audience.
Yeah, we just did. Yeah. Sorry, guys. All right, I'll get back to one more story. And what's happening? Okay. Well, then we got another break.
And we got the game of the month. Okay.
Okay. One more story here. I don't know if this is going to be good or not.
You keep saying that.
Shrunken Head.
Uh-huh.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Where's a Black Friday?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Nice.
Madness is going to buy a shrunken head.
What?
This will set you back about $25,000.
Oh, no.
A little more than $19,000 for a shrunken head. I guess it's a bargain.
How do you shrink a head, by the way?
I'm not sure. So a thoughtful gift giver might prefer a taxidermy gift that could... It could cost this much.
It's okay. It's okay. Almost to the end.
It's kind of hard to find. Well, anyways, they're selling a shrunken head, and that's the main year.
Okay. That's a great story.
I have a friend who's selling skulls and stuff like that. You might like it.
Yeah. Thanks. So I guess if you want to buy a shrunken head, I'm trying to... I didn't even read this ahead of time. Sorry. I'm really... You know what? I'm really sorry. I'm just gonna play this.
We are sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We'll never do it again.
Next time I'll read the stories. I'm sorry. Okay. So let me just say that. I guess if you want to buy a shrunken head, it's available on a future collection until Christmas Eve. All right.
What happens to Christmas Eve?
I guess it's off. I guess you cannot buy it. Anyways,
that
is the weird news. Sorry. I don't have anything else. I'll just throw this piece of paper even though I'm going to have to wait.
There it goes. Oh, it went far.
Woo.
Wow. Wow. That was quite the weird news. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Coming up after the break is... the game of the month.
This will be good.
We didn't get one last month, and I promised there was going to be two. So now I have to come up with another one to make up for the fact that we didn't have two last month.
We're going to have two this month?
We're going to have three this month.
Three?
Three!
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know when we're going to... I mean, we're going to have to do a pre-recorded... I mean, it's crazy
anymore. That's right.
You're saying
that. We'll do that. There'll be a lot of good stuff.
Because of the Christmas and because of the Messiah.
That's right.
Which doesn't have a the in front of it, by the way. So all of you non
Messiah?
Yes.
The,
if you
not
if you
the
go
Messiah.
To
Messiah. You're
yes,
an idiot.
Yes, if you go hear a performance of Messiah, don't call it the Messiah.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, that's just that's pro tip.
Pro tip,
pro
there
tip.
You go.
There you go.
Very good.
Can I make a suggestion about the game of the month?
Yes.
Probably
can
not.
We play, like, speed game of the month, like, really fast?
Well, we've got a half hour. So.
I know, but I'm just, like, you know, I just spice it up.
Spice it up? What do you mean?
Okay, forget it. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to move on. We could talk about other stuff.
Okay, well, it's not going to take up the whole time.
Okay.
Okay. All right, silent producer over there.
I'm going to play speed game of the month.
You
then.
Are?
I'm going to be like, my answer's going to be a... Oh, sorry.
You scared the crap out of the cat.
The cat just went away.
All right, let's take a break.
All right. Yeah, I think
we'll
I think we do need a break. And we'll come back with the game of the month.
Yes.
All right,
stick
around.
It's been a long time.
Don't you think a baby is out time to shine? Pretty baby.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
One ticket to bloody murder, please.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
17.
I don't believe you. You look 6.
Aw, man, shucks.
Hey, kid, if you want to seem older and get into R-rated movies, you gotta smell older. Here, try a bottle of Old Man Essence.
Hey, neat. One ticket to bloody murder, please.
You have the mature smell of mothballs and elderly B.O. Sorry about before.
Thanks. And thanks, old man.
Remember, kids, buy Old Man Essence so you too can smell old enough to live.
Each year, tens of dozens of puppeteers suffer serious hand injuries because they didn't use the proper lubrication before stuffing their hands into a puppet. These injuries can range from minor chafing and small blisters all the way to the loss of a limb and death. Luckily, there is a solution. Felt Up Hand Puppet Lube was specifically designed by scientists to provide the lubrication that feels good, but also keeps puppeteers safe.
I feel good. My puppet feels good. And because of Felt Up, well, we're both healthy.
If you or someone you love uses hand puppets, don't they deserve to get Felt Up?
If I didn't get my son Felt Up when he was younger, he might not be here today.
Felt Up Hand Puppet Lube for your loved ones.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Show, and we're back in this holiday season. If you're looking for a special gift for a special someone, why not get them Felt Up if they use a puppet?
Why not? I don't particularly enjoy puppets.
No?
No. I think they're like a little bit creepy.
But they do have a good solution for puppets. Felt Up.
Yeah. It would be a great solution if that was a real product.
Yeah.
Also for amateur proctologists.
Yep, that's true. Very good. Absolutely, they can get Felt Up too. Why not?
Has any of you ever been to a proctologist?
I guess I could say yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. No.
Great drugs, by the way. Amazing.
I go to my regular doctor for that stuff.
For that stuff? All right. Anyway.
I'm a proctologist, right?
It's time for the game of the month.
Okay,
you know what that is, Derek?
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure he's really well aware of what that is. Anyway, once a month we like to have a little game that we play together.
Sometimes three times a month.
Sometimes three times a month that we can't do it. November was a little difficult. I was thinking about bringing back the Apple game, but maybe that's for later.
Yeah, okay.
Because we love the Apple game, right?
We do. Yeah, we do love the Apple game.
But I thought I'd bring back an oldie but a goodie, the ingredient game.
No, this is good.
This is, and I only have 4 entries, so this should be a quick one.
Okay.
This is where I read off the ingredients to a super, super processed food, and you guess which one it is.
This is really hard, by the way. Kay likes to make games that are really hard for me.
What do you mean? It's not.
And actually
nothing,
for everyone.
It's nothing against
Derek
you.
Kalish.
Yes. No, it's true.
It's just, I could, this is something I thought of on the fly, and
yeah.
We've played it 3 times already. So.
Kay sits down for like hours and tries to come up with this.
Hey, this was not hours. This was 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because that's all the time I had today.
All right.
Anyway, so it's the ingredient game. Welcome back, ingredient game. All right. Anyway, so the first entry is, and when you feel like you know the answer,
because
you guys are playing together.
Yeah, oh, together.
You should.
So we're against each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should buzz in.
Okay.
By saying your name.
Derek Kalish.
Or saying your name.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Do you understand the rules?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I am just listening.
Good. Okay. The first entry is.
Okay.
Yes.
Lemon. I have to wait until enriched flour or something? I guess it's probably like Twinkies.
The answer is not Twinkies.
So does that mean he can't guess now?
He can't guess until you guess again.
Very
so
well.
You just lost one of your guesses.
That's good.
Okay, yeah. So here's the new rule. The rule is if you buzz in before it's over and you answer and your answer is incorrect, you have to wait till the next.
Oh, making the rules up on the fly, are we now?
Yes.
It would have been nice for me to know this before I buzz in.
Okay.
But...
Well, now you know.
Okay, it's good.
Okay. Once again, enriched flour, vegetable oil, skim milk cheese, salt, paprika, yeast, paprika oleo resin for color. And soy lecithin. And this snack product is also kosher.
Kosher?
Yes. Snack product.
Derek Kalish.
Sure.
Doritos.
That is incorrect.
String cheese.
That is incorrect. Once again,
okay.
The ingredients are enriched flour, vegetable oil, skim milk cheese, salt, paprika, yeast, paprika oleo resin for flavor, or for color, sorry, and soy lecithin.
Sorry.
Derek Kalish.
Derek, yes.
This would be Pringles.
Not Pringles.
Ah.
Chips.
What kind of chips?
Lay's.
No.
Okay.
It's something we all like.
Really?
Yes.
You know what's really throwing me here is the paprika.
Oh, really?
I'm like, seriously, what is this, like, kind of reddish? Like.
When you know the answer, it'll make sense to you. It's for color.
We all like it, huh?
We all love it.
One.
Oh,
we do?
You want to buzz in?
Oh, I mean, I can't.
Oh, that's right.
You just say your name. Say your name.
Oh, Eve. I thought it was Derek's turn, though. Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, because this would be my second guess.
Oh, fine. Buzz in again.
I don't know what the hell is it. I thought it was like buzz in. You can buzz in. Anyway, Eve.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Would nachos, a quiche be considered
not
a
nachos.
Okay. It's not nachos.
It's not nachos.
Wow, this is really the paprika is still throwing me here.
The paprika, really?
I'm trying
it's
to.
It's for color.
And we like it.
Yes, we love it.
We love it.
Yes.
And this is a snack food.
It is.
I'm trying to keep Kay from drinking. it's a snack food, and we all love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Well, it's a type of chip, is what she pretty much said.
It would probably have to be a chip.
Or a cracker.
Hey!
Or a cracker.
Eve.
Yes.
Saltines.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Why would they be paprika and a saltine?
Eve.
That's the most plain cracker. That's the whitest cracker there is.
For color. Eve. Right. Eve, yeah. Eve, Eve, Eve.
Yes, yes,
Ritz.
Eve.
Ritz cracker.
Not Ritz.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Oh, Eve.
Yes.
Triscuit.
No.
Oh, crap. Eve.
Yes.
Cheez-It.
Yes!
What? Wow, okay.
Kept going with it.
Yeah.
All right,
you
very
want,
good.
You want to roll
so
there.
Before
very good.
We
Triscuit.
Go to the next one.
Triscuit? Paprika?
No, not Triscuit. Cheez-It.
Oh, Cheez-It.
Yeah. Wow. Before we go to the next one,
yes.
Me.
Can we, you know, solidify the rules here? So basically, the first time you guess, you
have
one.
To wait. Okay.
Well, you can't keep guessing.
The, here's the
right?
rule.
Well, I just kept guessing though just then.
Okay, well, here's the rule. Here's the rules. Now I'm gonna say the official rules. If you guess before I've finished and you're wrong, you have to wait till the next person buzzes in. How about that?
But then after that, it's a free-for-all?
I think so.
Okay.
But you have to buzz in.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Mr. D?
Yes, it does. Thank you for asking.
Okay, those good rules?
It's good rules.
All right, so the next one is peanuts, corn syrup, sugar, milk fat, skim milk, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, lactose, salt, egg whites, chocolate, and last but not least, artificial flavor.
Derek Kalish.
Derek.
Snickers.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Wow, I nailed one.
You nailed it.
Wow.
Oh,
wow, that satisfies me.
I love Snickers.
No, it's great.
They're good.
I do like Snickers.
Yes.
No, it's all good.
Snickers are amazing.
I am totally amazed that I even got one.
What do you
I haven't
mean?
Had
this game is so hard.
In a long time.
Really? You should get one.
I don't eat those types of candies.
Those types?
Well, I mean, like the
what
American candies. I mean,
American
like,
candies?
Well, I mean, I eat chocolate that's dark chocolate, you know.
Don't you also dabble sometimes in the Snickers ice cream?
Oh, Snickers
Brown.
Ice cream bar is
I had
amazing.
That once, but then it was like 500 calories, and I could not bring myself to eat it.
Yeah, that's bad times. Yeah, absolutely.
But it was delicious, though, wasn't it, going down?
It was good that one time I had it and the one time I will ever have it in my whole life.
Really? That's it? You're done?
So, Eve, what's your go-to if you have, like, a snack candy bar or something like that? Does it have to be American?
Well, I mean, it's probably, like, some sort of dark chocolate caramel from Whole Foods or Trader Joe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
That's true.
I'll give you that. That's good.
He does
good.
Like the chocolate.
That's really good. It's good.
He always keeps the chocolate.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is good for me because then I get to eat the chocolate too.
There you go.
Jay Patterson.
All right, next. This will be hard for, maybe hard for vegetarians. The ingredients are beef, water, cultured dextrose, salt.
Eve.
Yes.
Beef jerky.
No.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Good guess. Definitely a good guess.
Cultured celery juice. Vinegar. Sodium phosphate. Cherry powder. Lemon juice solid.
Cherry powder.
Flavor extracts
lemon.
Of paprika.
Flavor extracts. Wow, how detailed does it have to be?
It's pretty basic.
Okay.
Derek Kalish.
Derek.
I know what it is.
This is a can of soup.
No.
Eve, pepperoni.
Yes. No.
Oh, crap.
Would you like the list again?
Oh. That was the whole list?
Eve.
Yes.
Hot dog.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no. Now it's 2-1, right?
I'm only questioning the cultured celery juice and the cherry powder.
Cherry powder?
Yes.
That sounds a little out
color.
There.
I don't think it's for color. Do you think it's for color? Cherry powder?
Hot dogs.
Cherry powder. Like, what the hell? Okay, the last entry is something we all love. Kind of. Yes, actually, we do love it. Enriched, unbleached wheat flour, palm oil, water, dextrose, soybean oil, whey, skim milk, yeast.
No way.
And it contains less than 2% of the following: salt, leavening, defatted soy flour, wheat starch, mono and diglycerides.
Steve.
Yes.
Yogurt.
No. Sodium stearyl lactate.
Easy for you to say.
Cellulose gum, soy lecithin, guar gum, xanthan gum, artificial flavor, sodium caseinate, enzyme colored with turmeric and annatto extracts, beta carotene, eggs, glaze, sugar, water, maltodextrin.
I know what it is.
Derek Kalish.
Derek, yes.
Bugles.
No.
Okay.
Eve.
Yes.
Gum.
No.
Wow.
Agar, cellulose gum, citric acid, potassium sorbate.
This is really hard.
And artificial flavor. We all like to eat it.
We all like to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this doesn't really narrow it down.
And it contains the allergens, eggs, milk, soy, and wheat.
Kind of gross. I don't know if I want to eat it.
I know, right? Me neither. Yeah. This is
the entire point of this game.
This is a snack product?
It's a treat.
It's a treat.
Yes.
So what aisle would this be in? Can you give us that clue?
It wouldn't really be located in the aisle because you have to get it at a specialty store.
It's not in a regular supermarket?
It's not.
Really?
No.
That's a big clue.
Eve, it's tea.
It's not tea.
No, that's not tea. Fucking, it's got... No. No.
There are many... There are different variations of this, but the one in particular is like the plain one.
The plain one.
Sorta.
Specialty
stores. Like the plainest one.
Oh.
Yes.
Frozen yogurt?
No.
Yogurt already, right?
Yes, you did.
Huh. Wow. I am completely... It's a specialty... It's not a regular supermarket.
No.
It's a specialty store.
Specialty store.
Like Trader Joe?
And
is that considered...
If I give away... If I say something, it'll just give away the whole...
Really?
What it is, yeah.
It's not a Trader Joe?
Not a Trader Joe.
Wow, this is really hard.
That's what she said.
Enriched flour, and enriched unbleached wheat flour, palm oil, water, dextrose, soybean oil, whey,
no
salt,
way.
Leavening, defatted soy flour, wheat starch, mono and aglycerides, sodium, stearyl, lactate, cellulose gum, soy lecithin, guar gum, xanthan gum, artificial flavor, sodium caseinate, enzyme colored with turmeric, annatto extracts, beta carotene, eggs, sugar, water, maltodextrin, and all that other stuff, and artificial flavor, of course.
Derek Kalish.
Derek.
Could this possibly be a pretzel?
Close.
Oh.
But not quite.
Eve, donut.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Dunkin' Donut.
Dunkin' Donuts.
A glazed Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the glaze.
Oh, my gosh. The glaze. Wait, just the glaze part of the whole donut?
Just,
glazed donut.
No, just the glazed donut.
Oh,
the whole
geez.
Donut.
Oh, that's really
with, I mean, with the glaze, but that was the last part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's gross, right?
Specialty store.
Specialty store, quote, unquote, specialties. I get it.
It is a specialty store.
Wow. Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
Is Eve the winner?
The winner is Eve. Nice job.
Thank you.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the game of the month. For, I guess, the game of the week, maybe.
November.
Game of the week. Every week there's a new game.
Yeah.
This is, oh, that's still happening. That's three games of Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with some Christmas-themed stuff, I guess. I'm going to have to think during the week, which is hard.
You know... Eve, nice job on this. This is a really tough game that Kay makes up.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. I mean, I was thinking, what does Kay like that everybody else likes?
You probably have a little bit of an inside track on this one.
Maybe.
I do like Cheez-Its.
And she does make it hard for me.
What do you mean? It's not against you.
It seems that way, though.
You got Cup of Noodle right away.
That was, like, years ago.
No, it was only this summer, wasn't
and,
it?
And you threw... Way to throw a meat one in for vegetarian.
What was the meat one again?
It's a hot dog.
I got that.
Hot dog!
Hot dog. Oh, God.
And the one you got was... What, Derek? I forgot.
I don't even remember.
Snickers.
That's the only
Snickers,
one I got, right? It was 3-1. Was that the score?
Yeah.
3-1. Okay, there you go.
Well, thank you.
You got Snickers.
I should
get
a prize. Like, you should remove one of my... sounds from your soundboard. That's my prize.
Which one do you want removed?
Lemon. Maybe the I got three girls here. Two girls.
See, that's
girls
why
here.
I'm on the phone yeah. here. I'm afraid of those beautiful women over there.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Is that together? Is that one sound clip?
That's one sound clip. Yep. I also have this one.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
You know, that's fine to keep. But the other one just doesn't make any sense to me.
Which one?
I just wondered if I called the show, could I talk to myself?
I like that one because it has the
lemon.
Game music in the background.
Would a quiche be considered a pun?
No, that one has to be.
That
we have to keep that one.
No,
we have to keep that one.
Is that a whole compilation?
And we
do.
Yeah, that's a whole compilation. We have to keep this one too, right?
Because I am just listening. Because
you
I
might just be listening. Because sometimes you're just listening.
Thank you.
I guess that means we keep them all.
Yeah.
No, okay. You are getting rid of the one with the lemon.
All right, that's fine. Nice job, though. Is that the highest score anyone's ever gotten? Because last time we played this game, I believe it was with Chris.
Yeah.
And me, and we both did horrible. I think it ended with a tie 1-1.
Really?
I think that's how it ended.
If it's a high score, then maybe you should get two. Get rid of.
Yeah. No. But that's yeah. Okay.
How about I give you a special prize later?
Okay.
Thank you.
What is that noise? I don't understand what
I'm
that is.
I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, we have 9 minutes left.
9 minutes? That's not a lot of time.
No.
In 9 minutes, I could write probably about 200, 300 words.
Yeah, so you
or
did your November novel, right?
Yes.
Is that what they call that?
I'm going to throw it away.
NaNoWriMo.
Wow.
What did you write about?
It's just horrible. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Really?
Yeah, it was that bad.
Did you finish the story, or did you just...
Yeah, pretty much. I'm done with it. I will never go back.
Really? You hated it?
Yeah, I don't even know why I do that anymore. I think I may... This may be my last year, but I didn't want it to be my last year where I just, you know, gave up without finishing. I just want to be like, I'm done.
Okay, so you're not going to do it next year at all? Don't do it.
I want to remind myself how bad it was, but I might be like, oh, this is bad.
No, I'll be there.
1,600.
I'll be there.
Literally, Beth Ann Stan says. Literally. Good. No,
very,
it's good.
Very punny.
That's right. It's good.
I punted at 5,000 words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to write my, I think it was...
Book report?
I think it was 30 words or 45 words. For the Amazon review, and I just didn't get along to it.
Amazon review of?
What was this item? Oh, it was light bulbs. I bought some light bulbs, and they all came with holes in them. So
what do you mean holes?
They didn't work, so I was going to write a review.
It would have been cool if you got a 50,000-word review. It's like 200 pages.
That would be cool, right? I don't think you're going to pull that off, though.
And, that's a novel about how bad they were.
I kind of posted something of this review, and I was like, they don't work. There's holes in them. And then they said, no, you have to write more words. So I was thinking this might be my November thing, but I haven't got around to it. But I will, actually, I think December, I'm going to make it happen. I'll send it to you guys if you want to see it.
NaRiMo.
December. Yeah, thank you.
National Review Writing Month.
National Review.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
NaRiRo.
There is another, there's a limit to those, I guess.
I used to write reviews on Netflix all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd even do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't do that anymore. I found that to be incredibly exhausting. Like, just coming up with, like, trying to sound like you know what you're talking about. Like, I used to, you know, rent animes all the time.
Yeah, I know you did.
And I used to write... Not that one, but I used to write reviews all the time for animes. And then I used to be really disappointed when they wouldn't publish them.
Yeah, you know what's kind of sad is with... Apple TV, now you're not, like, getting stuff from Netflix on your computer, so you can't, like,
Yeah, you don't see any reviews. Yeah.
It's sad.
Wait, you can't?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't, I mean, unless you're going to type the review using your Apple TV
but
remote.
But doesn't it say that you watched it if you sign on to your, like, Netflix web account?
Yeah, but are you going to go and sign into your Netflix account, or are you just going to sit
not.
In front of Apple TV? And
I actually have, I have signed into my... Netflix account since owning Apple TV and Hulu as well, but not to write a review, just to like look and see what content was available. Hmm. What are we all looking at?
I'm just looking at the chat room.
The chat room is very exciting.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
I don't know what they're talking about with kitty litter.
Kitty litter review. I might write a kitty litter review. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Which kitty litters have you used?
I'm a big supporter of the world's best cat litter.
What's the corn one?
Well, it's corn, and then there's another plant-based one that I use. Yeah. No, they're good. They're definitely good. It's expensive, but it's good.
You flush it down the toilet?
Yeah, you can flush it down the toilet. It's great.
I'm a big fan of the Everclean.
That's the one that has a good smell.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that
it
is.
Has no smell.
Isn't it? Well, you could get a scented version.
You can get a scented one, but it traps
the odor. No, it smells good. I used that before.
Odor. Yeah.
I like that. I like
so Derek, if they made kitty litter out of, like, ground-up cow bones, you wouldn't buy them. Buy it, you know, you'd be like...
Maybe not, but corn is okay, right? Because you can flush it down the toilet, so I don't have a problem with that. Yeah.
Well...
That should eat up about 2 more minutes.
I mean, yeah, right. I find that the corn litter, is that like...
Okay.
I was trying to come up with a joke with corn.
Yeah. Corn.
And like poo and corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it wasn't coming together.
Corn is like...
It wasn't coming together.
Corn is used for everything these days. Like
yeah,
hemp,
the universal like thing.
Yeah, corn.
They should make corn clothes and corn computers, corn cars, and, you know, corn everything.
Yeah, corn everything. Let's corn it up.
Just corn it all.
Yeah.
Is corneverything.com available?
We should check that out.
That's another one we should sit
on. Sit on a corn
stool. We should sit on a bunch of corn stool. I'm still on to get ponyup.com.
Corn stool.
Corn stool.
I want a corn stool and a corn table eating my corn.
Corn everything.
With corn.
Corn everything.
Corn it all.
Corn everything.
I'm
corn
shut
you.
Off.
Corn you. We should
www.corneverything.com.
Yeah.
Everything made out of corn.
Everything.
Everything.
Corn this.
Vow to live your life
corn
just
that.
With corn.
Yeah.
In a house full of corn.
Yeah.
Made out of corn.
You definitely have diabetes.
If you have
you
the
wouldn't
corn?
Really be able to survive because
no.
It doesn't.
Cat litter is expensive though.
If you eat it, it just goes through you, right?
But you get some nutrients out of it.
Oh, okay. You just have to eat a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Some of the sugar, some of the fibers you can't digest from the corn, but you do get some nutrition out of it. But it's mostly sugar.
Oh.
The more you know.
Wow, I don't know.
That sounds like there's a conversation.
What? You're saying that sucks?
No, that's like I heard that somewhere else, and I was just remembering at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean. It's true. Like, if you eat corn and you're like, you know, and you then you go to the restroom and you look down in the toilet and you see evidence of, like, frozen corn kernels.
Wow.
But Eve eats corn in a funny way.
How so?
Oh, God, why'd you bring that up?
Sorry.
How so? You gotta talk about this now.
Like a typewriter.
Like a typewriter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
That's how everybody
does.
Eats.
Yeah, everybody eats it that way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you eat cake? How do you eat corn cake?
I go like this. I go, and then I turn it over, and I go, huh?
Oh,
and
you don't go,
over, go,
oh, that's, no.
He goes like this, he goes,
yes, everybody eats corn that way. You're the weird one. Yes.
Actually, there's a bunch of people in my family who don't eat it the way I eat it.
And they all,
how do they
and
eat
they
it?
All think that
they laugh at me.
Yeah, they all laugh.
They point
actually,
and laugh.
Actually, I kind of mix it up. Sometimes I go around the cob, so to speak. And sometimes they go out long. Whoops.
Oh, Beth Ann says left to right.
Left to right, absolutely.
To right.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
I think
it's good.
That's what you do, isn't it? Left to right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or right to left if I want to.
Right to left?
Kind of shake it up a
zigzag,
little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Chinese?
or Arab, I like to say, you know.
Oh, that's Arab. Is that backwards too? Arab.
Yeah.
Left. Right to left.
Arab.
No, I just don't. I'm just like, that's the hard. It feels like that's a long, like a lot of energy to be eating corn.
That way you
like,
know you've gotten a side done, you know, horizontally rather than vertically.
Right.
Otherwise, you can get mixed up.
And then complete, move on. I get that.
I know. I get. There's patches of uneaten corn on my cup.
We need to find out about that.
Hey, Bob.
Say that again.
Well, I think that probably concludes the show.
Is that the quote of the, is that the quote of the day?
It might be.
Are you gonna play that now from a, from like every sound clip?
You is well.
This patches of ice.
Yeah, you might find that soon on another show.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, and thank you for listening. And thank you for the chat room.
The chat room. Thank you, Beth Ann and RJ Gemmy for joining us. And next
brave
week,
souls.
Thank you, Eve, for joining us as well.
Yes.
Dancing
yes,
in
thank
the corner
you.
Over there.
Thank you very hard.
And thank you. And next week, we're just having a regular show.
I believe we might very well
okay.
have Sarah with us.
Oh!
So that's really exciting.
That's going to be amazing.
That's really exciting.
I love that.
If we do have Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great day. Great day.
He's getting like a breakdown at the end of the...
He's working it.
He's working it.
Okay,
all
we
right,
gotta
thanks
go.
For joining us.
All right. Thanks
all right,
for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.